how you guys doing? We are in episode 50 in the study of the Gospel of John. This is Morning Minutes. My name is Lena. Welcome. If it's your first time, if you've been here before, you know how this works. I'm going to read you John 14, 1 through 14, where to find comfort in trouble. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his work. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Man, I know you love this section of scripture. I'm not going to lie. This chapter is going to blow your mind away. If you've never heard it before, it's going to encourage you. Go back to it. Read it multiple times today. Meditate on it. Put the YouVersion audio on. Do what you need to do. And fix your heart on that, because that is where you're going to find comfort in trouble. Number one, there is great comfort in knowing that this is not our home forever. Don't you agree? Someone say amen. Listen, this world is not our home. It is a broken place. There's earthquakes and tornadoes and hurricanes and volcanoes, and there's people who are cruel and beat kids and do things that are untalkable on the radio. I mean, it's just crazy stuff. It's an ugly world, and as beautiful as some places of this world is, our eyes cannot begin to fathom all that's to come. And what Jesus in his last week tells us, he's given him this farewell lecture, talk, heart to heart. This is his last words. When my dad was dying, we all wanted to know, God, Dad, anything you have to say to us in your last moments. And there's something so precious about those last words. And his priority, he starts by saying, don't let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. This whole book has been about believing God. Believing God. Believe it. Jesus is the Son of God. He's for you. He's not against you. He came to die for you. There is great comfort in knowing that this is not our home forever. He goes to prepare a place for us. Someday, listen to me, as real as my house is that I'm sitting in right now, you're going to have a house in heaven. It's going to be so much better than anything you can imagine. I don't know enough about heaven to tell you the dimensions of it, but I guarantee you that if Jesus said he's going to prepare a place for us, he's preparing a place for you right now. It is going to be a better place. He has promised that this earth is not our true final destination. He has promised that he's coming back for us again. And a Savior who goes to the cross and dies for us and is alive now for our sakes is a Savior who can be trusted with his promises. There is great comfort in knowing that this is not our home forever. If you're homeless today, if you're finding yourself in the throes of a trial so big and so great and so painful, take comfort in that, that even if you don't see an answer here on this earth, you will someday be in heaven eternally with the Lord. Number two, there is great comfort in knowing that God will never leave us in the dark on the things that matter. Thomas is confused. He's like, God, Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way? And he's frustrated. And later, Philip, the same. He, show us the Father. And both times, Jesus says, listen, you know the way. We know the way. You listen, listener, friend, you know the way. His name is Jesus. It's Jesus. He's alive. He's not a figment of your imagination. He's not some esoteric idea. We know the way to go. Follow Jesus. We know the way to look. Look to Jesus. We know what to believe. Believe all that Jesus did and said. Believe in him. He is the resurrection of the life and the life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Don't be fooled by people who try to tell you that you're crazy, that you're believing a lie. You know him. You are his sheep and you hear his voice. You know that he is the light. He gives you the light. We've talked about this in the study before. Go back and listen. 49 episodes that point to the fact that this Jesus is God and that he is... cares about you enough to show you the way. He will speak the light into your life. And that is, in essence, what he says to Philip. He says, have I been with you so long and you still don't know me? He goes, you know me. You've seen the Father. This, we are one. We are one. This is awesome. Number three, there is great comfort in knowing that we have a God who hears us when we pray. Man, I could teach on this forever. We have a God who hears us when we pray. pray. The verses at the end there are challenging verses because you read them and with a cynical mind, you might say, well, I've asked God for a husband and I'm still single. And I've asked God to heal my kids and they're still drifting. And I've asked God for a promotion. You listen to me. You ask according to his will and he'll do it. He is a God who wants to do it. And if he hasn't done it, it's because it's not good for you yet. Trust him. Believe it. Believe it. We have a God who hears us when we pray. And if he ever says no, it's not because he's against us, but because it's not good for us. And it may not be a no. It may be a not yet yet. There is great comfort in knowing that we have a God who hears us when we pray. He hears and he answers. He is able to do the impossible. He longs for us to pray for even more. I believe most of us don't pray big enough. I honestly believe that most of us are too afraid to pray big because we're afraid that we'll be disappointed. It is time to crush this idol of disappointment, this evil demon of disappointment in your life, and embrace with every ounce of your being who Jesus is and how much he loves you. Listen, it is a truly awesome thing to be a Christian. You have access to God the Father. If you're a follower of Jesus Christ, you can pray boldly. You can ask things in his name. There is great comfort in trouble in knowing that we are not in this earth forever. We have a home that's coming, that we are never alone. He is with us always, and that we can pray and we have a God who hears us. Tell someone the good news today. Pray like you never prayed before and trust, believe in Christ. He'll never disappoint you. I will see you again tomorrow, guys. Have an awesome day.